This is WKAR Online. We're continuing our coverage of Election 2012. On Election Day, Lansing voters will decide on the sale of 48 acres of land at the site of the former Red Cedar Golf Course. A yes vote would move the property a step closer to commercial and environmental redevelopment. Supporters say the site at the nexus of two cities and a major university is a key gateway in the region that must be improved. WKAR's Kevin Lavery reports.
Lansing voters gave a thumbs up to the first phase of the Red Cedar plan last year by approving the sale of an initial 12 acres. Now, part two involves approving an additional 48 acres. Developers Joel Ferguson and Chris Jerome are planning a mixed-use development that would include retail stores, market rate and student housing, and a recreational space whose amenities have yet to be decided. Massachusetts-based Carpenter & Company is also interested as a potential partner. It proposes building two hotels and additional retail stores. At the heart of the project is environmental restoration. Ingham County Drain Commissioner Pat Lindemann is planning an elaborate drainage system that would filter the debris flowing into the Red Cedar after a storm. Much of the effluent comes from the nearby Frandor Shopping Center. Lindemann says a series of retention ponds will be built in natural depressions on site. That will create a network of small, shallow wetlands only about 4 feet deep that can be easily cleaned of pollution. Lindemann says this is key to achieving a low-impact design.
The ponds that we're talking about and the pathway of these ponds are all going to meander around this 49 acres with pathways and different interactions and bridges and that kind of stuff. Building this drain this way really saves us huge amounts of upfront money, so that gives us a lot of potential for long-term maintenance costs and savings to the public. Then you wind up with this beautiful, interactive environment.
Even if voters approve the sale, the Lansing City Council must also sign off on the project. Pending that action, construction may start as early as next spring. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And Kevin joins me now in the studio to talk some more about the Red Cedar Project. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Melissa.
So what do Lansing residents who live close to this property say about the plan?
Well, the people I've talked with are generally very excited about the plan. They feel that this is just the sort of economic and even cultural shot in the arm that this property has needed ever since it was closed. It's obviously in a very prime location. It borders the Michigan Avenue corridor and the Red Cedar River and its trail system. Still, though, there is this sense that the area is a little isolated from the community. I spoke with Jenny Grau about this. She lives in Lansing's Place neighborhood nearby.
This is somewhat of a no man's land in the sense that this section of land involving a significant highway has been less successfully connected with other aspects of city life. But I think it's exciting to see that a project of this scale has the potential to bring partners to the table to create something that could be an economic engine as well as a quality of life improvement for the entire community, with the driving force being an environmental cleanup.
So it sounds like there's a lot of enthusiasm for the site to be restored. Is anybody raising any red flags about it at this point?
Not really. I think the main concern that echoes through this whole issue is the notion of preserving green space. People want to see a very prominent park-like atmosphere right alongside the commercial development. The other thing about this is that this is truly a regional plan. I spoke with Nancy Malo. She's the president of the Eastside Neighborhood Organization. Lansing's Eastside takes up about a quarter of the city. It's just a huge area. She's very adamant about the fact that the Red Cedar plan is not simply just an Eastside issue. It's something that belongs to the whole city, and she wants people who don't live near it to see what's out there.
And I hope everybody thinks about it. One of the key things is to go over and walk the area and see what is there. Right now, It's terrible. It looks terrible, and it obviously needs something done to it. So my suggestion is go over and walk before you take your vote.
WKAR's Kevin Lavery is following the public vote on the Red Cedar Golf Course project. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Melissa.